Previously on Flatcast.
Tapi aku waktu itu belum mulai nge-stan. So, aku mulai nge-stannya itu, I think, Singular Act 1. Or like Evolution, I think. Kayak during the end of Evolution, huh?
Awalnya ngikutin Joshua Bassett dulu, jadi aku fansnya Joshua Bassett. Terus karena ya seperti yang kalian semua tahu lah ya.
Oh no.
Video-video Sabrina di TikTok itu kayak netizen Indo itu full nge-hate. Cuma mungkin sekarang komentarnya udah tenggelam atau enggak, mungkin dihapus juga, aku nggak tahu sih.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't really care, tapi maksudnya kayak if you're oh my god, I feel like I'm about to offend so many people. Cuma maksudnya kayak if you're there front row and you're quiet and silent and like yeah, you know.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Oh. Gimana ya? Maksudnya not to justify the situation, cuma I feel like in the position of Olivia, kayaknya dia enggak I don't want to say kayak dia di silence atau gimana, cuma kan like that was like the very start of her career, jadi kayak it's kayak akan lebih mudah to get a peek if there's like a drama
kayak
behind it gitu gak sih?
Hi Platters, mohon maaf banget sebelumnya podcast baru kembali lagi untuk merilis episode setelah beberapa bulan. Jadi mungkin bagi kalian yang belum melihat story podcast, sebenarnya gue sempat menyampaikan juga kalau gue baru kelar skripsi, jadi baru bisa kembali lagi. Yang pasti gue juga mau berterima kasih atas dukungan kalian, karena gue lihat masih ada yang dengerin juga episode-episode lainnya. Dan kemarin juga sempat sampai ada yang komen mau episode ke-20 part kedua secepatnya gitu ya. Mohon maaf banget baru bisa rilis sekarang. Jadi tanpa berlama-lama lagi, boleh langsung aja ya didengerin Platters episode ke-20, part 2 dari episode ke-19. Lanjutan question and answer tentang Sabrina Carpenter bersama Sabrina Daily ID dan para Platters kita. Episode ke-20 Platcast telah dirilis. Para pendengar yang sudah siap, dipersilakan untuk mendengar.
And Break of Vacation, those two are so good, and I keep
I
repeating them. Yeah, it's so good. I'm so sorry to promote unreleased song, but if you guys haven't listened to it, go right now.
Horace encouraging them.
I have to Google it now.
It's so good though. Like, why are all the stuff that's not released so good?
Yeah. There are things we can't have.
No, I think that kita emang suka aja sama sesuatu yang baru sih. Ah, itu kan udah ada di albumnya. Oke, okay, lagu yang lain ada nggak yuk?
Oh,
true.
Yeah, benar. So like, this is not enough, Sabrina. We want more.
Yeah,
benar.
We want more. We want more.
Be real.
What about the others?
Favorite, I don't know, is this count as unreleased or not, because she did release it officially but not on platforms. It's Alone Together.
Oh,
ini ada di
baby.
Ada di IGTV dia dulu, aku inget banget.
Yeah,
oh my god, Sabrina, why did you release it here? Like, we need it on streaming platforms. Like, why didn't you make it like a song instead, kayak sekalian aja gitu.
Exactly, that was so foul.
Yeah, that was it was so good. I was like obsessed with it for like a full month gitu. Aku dengerin ulang-ulang iya dari IGTV-nya gitu. Oh my god.
Alone Together was so good.
Agree. But kalau, I 100% agree.
Kalau yang beran unreleased, I really like April Fool. Does any of you guys remember?
Oh yeah.
I don't really remember that one.
Pas itu nggak sih zaman-zaman Sabrina lagi nge-cover lagu, terus dia akhirnya make her own song.
Iya, dia kayak lagi pas banyak cover.
Itu was it a part of like the apa kayak the posting spree where she did Before I Had Love sama Space and Dust?
Yeah.
Was after. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, but I didn't really remember that one. My bad.
How about yang lain nih? Ada yang belum mention unreleased favoritesnya?
Kayaknya aku doang gak sih yang belum? Itu sih ya seperti kembali lagi karena gue fans Joshua Bassett, jadi pastinya lagu Joshua Bassett. Sabrina ya.
Tetep ya.
Of course.
Sayang sih. Oke. Ya selanjutnya dari Aurora questionnya.
Oke. Selanjutnya ada lagu favorit Mimin dari album Eyes Wide Open. Oke, ini lagu favorit aku berarti ya.
Go ahead, Mimin.
Lagu favorit aku dari album itu sih sebenarnya hampir semua. Cuma yang paling favorit itu Will Be The Stars. Gitu.
Taste.
Love it. Love the music video.
Yeah.
Berarti ini Mimin doang yang jawab atau kayak
gue jawab? Oke, next question.
I don't know, I was waiting.
Yang lain kalau mau jawab juga boleh sih.
I really like Sabrina's bop songs, kayak yang apa sih, yang happy gitu. So I really like Girl Loves Like. It's like so happy
oh my
and
God,
so
same.
in love.
I was gonna say that.
And like so romantic, so kayak itu kayak the young me yang kayak oh my God, teenage love it loh, so
yeah,
good,
yeah,
kayak gidi-gidi
very...
feelingnya tuh kerasa banget gitu.
Iya, yeah, itu lucu banget.
The Lulu moment.
Iya. Yeah. So yeah, you get me, I get me.
Okay, dan masih ada yang mau menjawab atau kita ke next question?
Honestly. I don't really listen to Eyes Wide I Open that often, except for Eyes Wide Open, the title track.
Iconic. I think I love Your Love like Lydia, and Two Young Hearts.
Yeah, her so good. Like her ballad moment.
True. I think that's all.
Okay, next question. Dream collab. Siapa nih guys yang kalian kayak
oh my
harapkan
God.
Bisa collab sama Sabrina Carpenter?
Oh, are we all thinking the same thing? Kayak denger gak sih pada rumor dia featured as kayak bukan atau rumor atau kayak orang pengen tapi Sabrina featured as one of featuring fall tracks from Taylor Swift. Because that would be so good.
For
1989.
Like, I know, right? Yeah, 1989. And for Reputation. Kayak, aku kayak I'm fine either way sih. Karena 1989 itu kayak vibe-nya Sabrina banget. Tapi Reputation itu kayak iconic of them. Of like two female singers going through a very hard period of their career. And like managing through that. And like,
well said.
Yeah, it's as like in a song together, it'll be like so epic. So iconic. Jadi itu sih aku. If only, let me have my Delulu moment too.
It's okay. Yeah, tapi I agree. Sabrina on the Reputation apa vault track, I think would hit so hard.
Yeah.
Like it would be insane. Also, I think a dream
tapi
collaboration.
Kayak, I feel like nggak tahu ya ini kebetulan aja atau kayak artis lain juga. I mean kan kayak si Taylor dulu juga di hate, actually I'm Swiftie too sebelumnya ya, jadi kan dulu kayak Taylor sempet di hate gitu kan, jadi bilang gonta-ganti pacar mulu, terus dia kayak bikin lagu Blank Space, terus kayak Sabrina juga ya because of the drama dia bikin Because I Like a Boy gitu kan, jadi kayak I feel like kayak mereka tiba-tiba yang
they have the same
cocok
story.
Gitu loh. Iya, yeah, you know, exactly. Ya kadang emang ada penyanyi yang kayak apa ya, emang bikin lagu based on their personal experiences gitu. Tapi kayak kayak di Blank Space ini Taylor kan dibilang kayak ya itulah kayak ganti-ganti pacar, terus kayak di Reputation juga dia bilang kayak gara-gara ada Kanye drama dia kayak dibilang snake, dan dia tuh kayak justru kayak kedua orang ini tuh iya gue terima lu bilang ini, tapi kayak I'm ya udah gue jadi bisa mengembangkan sesuatu yang bagus dari julukan orang-orang yang sebenarnya tuh mau ngatain dia gitu loh. Kayak selat.
Yeah.
Gitu sih.
I agree.
Yeah, bener.
It's actually so okay. Cool of them, like the both of them.
I thought Bara is gonna say gitu, Ariana Grande.
Honestly, yeah, I was about to like
I was
say
gonna say that
Ariana.
I was gonna say that.
But I was kayak waiting for someone else to say it karena like I think it would be too obvious for me.
Iya, kita suka Taylor, kita suka Arif, kita suka Sabrina. Apa lagi yang kalian suka?
Wait. This tadi yang I had like a like an artist in mind, but I forgot. Damn, wait.
Mungkin sambil menunggu bareng kita ke orang lain, ntar kita balik lagi gitu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead.
Ya, yeah, next. Kalau gue sih kayak banyak sih sebenernya yang kayak dibilang tadi. Ya, boleh Ari, boleh Taylor. Karena kayak multi fandom, jadi kayak siapapun yang collab sama mereka tuh kayak sama idol kita yang lain tuh kayak ya mau aja gitu lah pokoknya.
Iya, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, oke, okay, yang lain gimana nih?
I'm not the type of person yang bisa kayak menyamakan genre every singer. Dan aku gak tahu Sabrina tuh cocokkah sama siapa, but Taylor is definitely one of many singers that I hope would collaborate with her, especially the Reputation, because they have the same story and all. Oh, actually, I have one. 5 Seconds of Summer.
Why?
Because,
oh, why? Enggak, soalnya kayak dia cuma ngomong tanpa
nggak ada nowhere pas itu aku lupa pas siapa yang ngomong, but one of the 5 SOS member pas lagi interview itu ditanya mau collab sama siapa gitu kan, and then I think it's Ashton, terus mereka bilang Sabrina, and he said it would be good kalau misalnya ada Amnesia 2.0 with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh yeah.
Right?
I know about that.
Oh wait. I would love that. So it's not really like a dream collab, tapi well, I want that to happen now.
Well, it's a dream.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought of a name.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Nikki Minaj.
Hello,
Devanya. Yeah.
No, oh, bukan Nikki Minaj.
Bentar, Nikki. Oh, Nikki NKI.
Nikki Zefanya. Nikki Zefanya. Oh my god.
Oh my god, they're my
really
top
good.
Three.
Yeah, I feel like on like a like an acoustic track together.
Oh my
like,
god, that'll be
like a Things I Wish You Said vibe atau kayak On the Drive Home
maybe
vibe.
Maybe just an acapella.
Yeah, honestly, they can do an acapella and I'd still like mass stream it. Nikki and Ice Spice, karena like there was like a whole thing about like apa waktu like when she announced the Nonsense remix. Yes, yeah. I really wish Ice Spice was on it though. Okay, it would have made sense.
Who's Ice Spice?
Would have been very perfect. But
who's Ice Spice?
About...
I don't know who's Ice Spice.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, Ice Spice is still pretty new. Jugo,
yeah,
so. Yeah. She's a rapper. Okay. I thought of a couple names. And this is like a, not to like stir the drama, but I would really like to see like her and Olivia on a track together. Just as like a bigger, like a big middle finger to the world, gitu loh.
Yeah.
I mean honestly it would have been like a good PR move on both sides juga, and also put an end to whatever this discourse is all about juga, so yeah.
Tau gak sih ada film yang Barbie and the Popstar, terus kayak pada berharap mereka jadi ya di
yes.
Barbie and the Popstar.
Yes.
I saw the fan cast, it's so good.
But actually gue gak terlalu berharap sih, karena gimana ya udah kayak gak gitu suka gitu sama orangnya. Oh, gue honest banget ya.
It's okay.
Kok kayak brutal banget, gue frontal banget.
Oh, I also thought of one more name. I'm sorry, I keep answering things. Tapi...
don't be sorry.
Miley, Miley Cyrus, because I know she's like a big fan of Miley.
Yes.
And also I would really like to see kayak Sabrina kayak explore like her sound with like the rock genre gitu. Kan Miley kan is doing like a lot of, and it is dipping like her toes into that genre gitu. Jadi kayak I would really like to see Sabrina's apa kayak sound being in
especially when she was little, ikutan itu gak sih? Like the Miley Cyrus singing competition thing.
Yes. So it would have been like such a cute kayak circle, full circle moment. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And what about like Sabrina with Demi Lovato?
Oh, vocally, I could not.
Same. I was gonna say that. I just can't imagine it for now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I cannot, kaya, like, as in a bad way, tapi kaya, like, I could not be able to handle that because I know they're both amazing vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
Tadi, Tia udah aja belum sih? Udah ya? Berarti next question ya, udah pada jawab semua kan?
Udah.
Next, dari Aurora, questionnya. By the way, sebenernya question kita banyak, tapi karena kebanyakan kalau jawab semua, jadi ini last dari question and answer kita. Ntar kita bakal diskusi yang lain, yang ini yang kayak special banget di kita nih. Oke, silakan Aurora.
Oke, di pertanyaan selanjutnya ada one reason why we love Sabrina.
Oke, okay, I'm gonna answer first because I don't have, I'm gonna say I don't have like a single answer. I have a lot.
Same.
Okay. Who? Go ahead, you guys.
Okay, maybe I can start, but this is hard for me to choose one of many reasons why I love her. Tapi kayaknya, I love how she also loves us as much as we love her, if that makes sense. You know, banyak artis yang bermasalah with their fans being rude and all, but kayaknya until now I haven't seen anyone complain about Sabrina being rude or mean whenever they meet her. She's such a kind person. I love her.
She has like a heart of gold banget.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a kind person. She's also very funny. Like I think honestly we kayak setengah-setengah share the same like brain cell kind of even though it's like a parasocial relationship. Tapi kayak I feel like we share like the same sense of humor.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Have you seen the Feather Sped Up remix? A sped up the single cover.
Yes, the cover.
Like, so I'm serious of her. We like, love
exactly.
That.
It's not even feather coded. Like you cannot see that and think, oh, that's good for Feather single album. No, it's just she randomly picked that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. But aside from that, I also just like how warm she is, you know, how warm she makes people feel. Kaya, not to be biased, but like, you know, like every time I listen to Tell 'Em, like that's all I feel, like just warm and like I just feel secure, I feel safe with her, you know, it's a lot of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that from her. Yeah, those are my three favorite qualities from my baby. From our Angel.
Angel.
Real.
I think kalau dari aku mungkin masuk ke musical side ya karena that's actually kayak apa yang narik aku jadi ngefans di awal sebelum aku kayak actually became like in the fandom and like know her personality. Lebih personal, tapi kayak just her being a singer, like her act vocal abilities and like her technique. Kan aku juga penyanyi juga gitu, jadi kayak I know which singers are actually singers and Sabrina is one of them gitu, kayak dia beneran kayak, can you guys like, kayak a lot of us say that she sounds better live than in studio, dan itu bener banget itu kayak, jadi
Yes.
dia kalau penyanyi ya berani nyanyi, dan live-nya tuh berani, dia berani nyanyi sesuai kayak how she records her song gitu, dan kayak itu kayak the singer that she is gitu, itu aja deh. That makes me like very become a very big fan gitu, karena selain kayak personality wise and also like songs wise, she's also like actually a singer gitu, and she's a really good singer in it. You know?
Agree, 1000%.
Yeah. Kayaknya kalau aku juga sama sih, semua sih. Kalau aku emang biasa ya suka sama seorang artis, penyanyi ya terutama. Pasti denger suaranya dulu dan mencari tahu lirik yang atau lagu yang bener-bener dia tulis gitu. Jadi kayak how the meanings of the songs and everything. Kayak aku awalnya sih sukanya karena itu sih. Terus akhirnya sering ngedengerin, jadi makin suka gitu.
Oke, mungkin dari aku ya. Yang lain udah ya. Sebenarnya aku juga banyak sih kayak reasons-nya, tapi karena cuma boleh milih satu, ya karena personality-nya artisnya itu sendiri sih. Karena ya, I mean sebagus apapun lagu lu, tapi kayak kalau misalkan lu gimana ya, sama fans pun nggak, ya agak gimana gitu lah. Jadi kayak, tetap aja kayak, atau kalau nggak usah sama fans deh, sama orang biasa gitu. Kayak, agak kontroversial atau kayak banyak masalah. Jadi kayak orang kurang respect gitu kan. Tapi kayak Sabrina Carpenter itu, ya ini personal experience juga ya. Ini kayak special kenapa gue mengundang kalian. Karena kita pernah di post sama Sabrina Carpenter dan dia bilang kita angels dia gitu. Jadi kayak, wow, itu kayak one time experience banget. Kayak once in a lifetime banget kan. Kayak, wah gila, di post sama orang verified sama idola kita sendiri. Yang kayak, wah gila sih, ini gak pernah expect sama sekali gitu sih. Nah, karena itu, aku mau ngebahas tentang ini nih. Oke, jadi aku mau ini sih kayak bercerita gitu ya. Mungkin orang-orang juga bertanya-tanya, kenapa sih kok kita, bukan kenapa, gimana sih kita bisa dinotis sama Sabrina? Mungkin, ya di sini kayaknya ada yang kayak pemikiran kita ya, asumsi kita tuh dia tahu dari Twitter, karena di sini ada orangnya juga yang mengirim dari Twitter ya kan ya, ada kan ya, ntar gue salah lagi, ada kan ya. Nah, boleh mungkin diceritain gitu kan.
Okay. This kind of goes a little way back. Kalau for context aja, Sabrina follows me on Twitter, not to brag or anything, but I'm bragging.
Jealous.
No. Okay.
Deserved. Deserved. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go brag.
Yeah, but basically, aku sebetulnya join Twitter tuh belum lama, like baru setahun or like, yeah, setahun yang lalu. So, jadi waktu around the time where emails I can't send, the album came out, aku kayak nge-mass tweet about the album. I was like, ah, this is insane. Kayak, we've been waiting for so long, gitu kayak. And then, okay, I think I was listening to, I forgot if it was Nonsense or, I think it was either like the During Nonsense or like Skinny Dipping, around those two. Like tiba-tiba aku dapat notifikasi and I was like, Sabrina Carpenter followed you. Terus pas aku buka kan kayak, I was like, I thought it was a fan account, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's like the verified check mark. I was like, okay.
It's real. Damn.
It's real. So that was for context. Terus kemarin pas selesai We The Fest, aku kan langsung minta-minta foto sama kalian kan, sama there were a bunch of people gitu. Mm-hmm. I was asking for pictures, and then terus aku kayak langsung gercep aja gitu, kayak aku pengen ngepost di Twitter kan. Terus and then I just like tagged her and like her label Island Records. Sama, like, I went on, like, a posting spree, gitu. Terus, tiba-tiba pas lagi di dalam go-car, no, I was, like, di dalam mobil temen. Terus, tiba-tiba kalian kayak udah freak out, gitu, kayak, Sabrina, like, posted us! And I was like, huh? I was like, what the hell?
Same!
That was so insane!
That was like also my first
her
reaction.
Angels.
Yes, oh my god, Indonesian angel.
Yeah,
my name
exactly.
is just not Fira Maulina anymore. It's Fira Maulina, the Sabrina Indonesian Carpenter's angel. Indonesian angel. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that we're changing our legal name.
Yeah, that's like a degree itself.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that wasn't kayak sebetulnya I didn't really know if she saw it from me, tapi waktu aku ngepost itu kayak my viewers lang, you know, kayak tau gak sih yang kayak di tweet bisa kayak ngelihat viewernya gitu.
Mm-hmm. Activity.
Iya, like, yeah,
naik gitu ya.
Nah ya itu tuh langsung naik pas like I added a bunch of like hashtags and stuff. Terus and like I didn't even like DM her gitu loh. Like I think I DM'd her about like the shirt or something, but like anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think one of our member di grup juga ada yang send ke DM juga kan, but it's definitely from Twitter. Karena kita nggak ada yang ngepost di IG sama sekali kan pas itu. Kayak
yeah,
bro, everyone
ada
is
yang ngepost.
Still tired.
Yeah, we were so tired.
Yeah. Itu kan handphonenya dua kan, itu satu handphone baru bukan sih? Jadi yang ada dua handphone yang dipakai buat foto.
Oh enggak, aku waktu itu bukan HP aku. I think it was.
Nah. It's the same picture kok yang Dara post and the one that.
Yeah.
Our friend sent.
Kemarin pakai dua handphone kan, pakai Android sama iPhone. Nah, yang iPhone itu
oh, yang Android
aku, yang
aku.
Android. Nah, aku kayak bahkan belum nge-send gitu karena emang bener-bener kayak belum buka grup kan, bener-bener yang kayak capek gitu. Bahkan aku masih kayak belum pulang gitu. Terus kayak aku bener-bener literally lagi di GBK, kayak lagi nunggu dijemput dan itu kayak macet banget. Jadi kayak bener-bener di depan gerbangnya GBK. Terus tiba-tiba lihat di grup kayak, hah?
Ramai
banget. Kok pada freak out? Terus kayak langsung buka story-nya Sabina. Wah gila, beneran di post dong, kayak wow.
Just seeing our faces there, it's so cool.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and like Katia, like I saw you the day after, and you were like, "Dude, Sabrina posted you," and I'm like, "Yeah, I know." I was still trying to process that, honestly.
Sebenarnya kita juga ketemu nggak sih? Tapi kayak gue sama Bara ketemu, cuma kita nggak pernah ngomong. Jadi nyadar ya sih?
Wait, really? No, yeah, wait. I think I remember waktu itu face paint gak sih?
Apa?
Face paint gak sih?
Iya.
Oh my, that was kayak, you.
Iya, kita kayak gak pernah ngomong gitu kan. Jadi kayak, kita cuma liat-liatan
doang. Yeah. I was like, no, I wanted to come up to you, but I wasn't sure if it was you. I was like,
yeah. Terus kayak,
I was like,
kayak,
I'm so scared. Gitu kayak, I don't,
even
karena aku
di
kan
grup
kayak,
Kayak di grup kita kayak, I don't know sih ini cuma gue doang atau yang lain juga, tapi kadang itu kayak di grup, mungkin karena kayak belum terlalu kenal, jadi kayak kita cuma respon to whoever yang ngechat sama kita, tapi kita kayak gak tahu kalau ini tuh, oh dia tuh dia gitu.
Yeah.
Actually the good Welcome point back. Of good group Carpenters itu kayak, even though kayak gitu, kayak menurut gue kayak I join many group gitu kan, yang bukan cuma Carpenters doang, ada kayak fandom lain juga. Dan menurut gue relasi di sini tuh lebih deket gitu sih, even though membersnya sekarang udah 50-an kan. Tapi kayak di grup lain yang kayak fandom lain, mau membersnya lebih banyak atau lebih dikit tuh nggak ada yang sedekat ini gitu. Jadi kayak di sini lebih akrab gitu sih. Sayang ada beberapa yang leave gitu, mungkin karena kayak mereka masuk cuma kayak buat konser, maybe
buat
they're
nonton.
Not really Carpenters, terus kayak mereka leave gitu.
Juga sih, kemarin jadi, ada beberapa yang leave ya.
Terus kemarin terus pas di Fruity tuh kayak ada lagu Nonsense kan, terus gue langsung kayak story gitu, kayak okay, ini the first time gue dengerin lagu Sabrina lagi setelah konser kemarin. Belum dengerin lagi. Soalnya gue inget banget sih, Bara sempat mention juga di grup kayak di Fruity ada Sabrina ada Nonsense, oh yeah, that's right. Bara ketemuin pas kemarin.
Yeah, terus, no actually like 2 days before that, kayak 2 hari sebelum itu, kayak aku juga sempat ke Fruity kan, and like they were playing Tornado Warnings, which was not a single by the way. Terus aku kayak, oh damn, gitu kayak, wow, I'm getting so pumped gitu.
Gatekeep Tornado Warnings.
Yeah, it was so cool, it's a way to get me, a way to get all of us pumped for day two.
Kalau dari yang lain gimana nih? Kayak rata-rata sama lah ya, kayak kaget gitu kan di notice sama Sabrina di post ke Instagram, tapi di antara kalian ada nggak sih yang berekspresi, bukan berekspresi, berespons gitu, kayak beda gitu, kayak selain mungkin ada aja tuh yang mau ceritain juga pengalamannya.
About the
I
picture.
Scream. I actually scare my dad. I'm like, what happened? itu baru sampai itu kan, baru sampai rumah. Terus, yeah. I saw the group and I thought like, you guys are joking gitu loh, kayak, oh di pas sabri
yeah, gitu, yeah, sabri yeah, gitu. Beneran yeah, kita so, gak sih?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause aku kirain tuh, kalian bercanda karena belum lihat juga ada yang nge-forward story-nya. Then I saw it and I was like, my dad asked me like, are you okay? Like, what happened? So, yeah. She posted me.
Honestly, my heart skipped a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like it stopped for yeah. a second.
Yeah.
I was processing. Actually, kalau aku kayak waktu aku pertama kali baca chat grupnya tuh, kukira kayak dia ngepost, I don't know, video dari apa namanya, video dari crowd atau kayak foto dari crowd gitu yang difoto sama timnya gitu, kayak terus kayak kita kelihatan yeah, kayak yeah, teman-teman yeah. yang di depan kayak yang di front row kelihatan itu kayak oh kayak gitu ya. Terus so like I check it out and then no, it's like our group picture. It's like, what?
So cute. Yeah,
and I'm really not even glad. In the picture.
Yeah, where were you?
Kayak pas kemarin tuh barengan aku pas begitu udah selesai. Tadinya kan kayak mau stay, pengen take pictures sama kalian gitu kan. Walaupun aku nggak ada yang kenal ya. Terus kayak teman samping aku, udah ayo, 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 kita cari minum, kita cari makan. Oke.
Okay. Oh, oke. Okay.
Tapi ya sih itu dehidrasi banget abis di depan speaker. True. Persis depan speaker itu kayak it was yes. crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Kayak honestly I was convinced like my voice would be gone the next day. Tapi ternyata enggak.
Oh. Itu kayak baru lagu 2 atau ketiga udah kayak sakit tenggorokan gue.
Sama cuy.
Sumpah di perut itu ada yang kayak tidak dapat apa gitu kan. Tadi itu gue tuh kayak tertarik banget, gue tuh pengen nyoba tiap kali ada mesin itu, kayak gue tuh baru pertama kali nemuin di Fruity. Tapi gara-gara abis tidak Sabrina gak mau tidak lagi karena takut suara abis gue.
Iya, pagi-pagi tadi gue juga mau ikut itu. Tapi udah sakit banget sumpah, like yeah. I couldn't even scream if I wanted to.
Yang terakhir-terakhir udah kayak nyanyinya gak terlalu kenceng, yang penting nyanyi.
I tried to
di video aku suara bara semua.
My bad. yeah, so about that, right? I've been trying to tone it down gitu karena kayak I'm scared that I'm gonna like bother other people. Kayak I know people are trying to hear her sing, but also at the same time I've been waiting for so long. I can't like hold back.
Kayak bahkan gue ngerekam suara gue sendiri, maksudnya kayak pas ngerekam sama dia tuh banyak suara gue, jadi kayak gue mau pas kayak suara jelek banget, tapi kayak it's one time experience juga, kayak kapan lagi lu nyanyi depan artisnya, jadi kayak ya udah.
We couldn't help it though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, benar.
My videos are like just me screaming and crying.
Same.
But well, to be fair, kemarin tuh bassnya it was pretty bad. I'm so sorry with the bass.
Di
but...
depan itu ya.
The bass was bad.
Posisi kita sih.
Iya, gila. Itu benar-benar middle and like depan gitu.
Kayaknya kalau yang agak lebih ke kiri lebih aman deh.
Mm-hmm.
Yang depan kita speakernya besar banget sih di depan mata.
Iya.
Yeah.
Kind of hard for me to hear her, but at the same time I'm just gonna sing along. But yeah, it was a really great experience.
Kayak tidak menduga ya, tiba-tiba kayak nonton konser itu udah seneng banget bisa ketemu Sabrina, tiba-tiba di post. Dan kita kayak, ya pasti kita flexing lah ya di Sabrina Carpenter's Indonesia Angel gitu. Kayak pencapaian terbesar. Kalau orang tanya apa pencapaian terbesar gue tahun ini, gue bakal jawab itu sih.
Yeah. I literally post same. Story itu kayak di mana-mana, di my Twitter, my first account, my second account, my bookstagram, like every account that I have. And I send it to my friends personally, like, look at me. I have an achievement.
Aku juga, I think I, like, every time aku kayak nge-mass tweet gitu, kayak, look at this. Terus kayak I even like pinned it on my Twitter. I'm like, I'm not letting you guys forget. Don't mess with us. Gitu kayak.
Oke, sebenarnya untuk Sabrina ini udah sih kayak kepanjangan, kalau sebenarnya masih banyak sih, cuma ya udah sampai sini dulu. Sebenarnya aku ada personal question sih buat dua orang fanstar kita. Kebetulan emang kepikirannya cuma buat dua orang doang, bukan yang lain tidak spesial ya, kalian semua tuh spesial. Mungkin aku mau tanya ke Sabrina Daily ID dulu nih, sebagai mimin Sabrina gitu kan, ini kayak account Indonesia tuh kayak luas lah ya, seluruh followers Indonesia follow mimin. Pernah gak sih kayak, ini sebenernya agak keseharian mimin sih sebenarnya daripada Sabrinanya gitu. Tapi pernah gak sih kayak kesulitan gitu dalam mengatur account sama kehidupan pribadi gitu loh. Pernah gak sih? Karena aku juga punya fan account, punya podcast, dan aku agak keberatan. Bukan agak lagi, keberatan banget sih, kayak susah gitu manage-nya. Nah kalau dari Aurora sendiri sebagai mimin, pernah gak sih ngerasa begitu?
Akhir-akhir ini kan aku jarang aktif ya, mungkin bisa dilihat dari feed juga, itu karena lagi sibuk juga, nah itu salah satu kesulitan juga. Terus juga admin yang satu lagi juga udah gak megang akunnya gitu, jadi sama-sama sibuk juga, jadi rada sulit juga. Cuma mungkin untuk minggu depan aku mulai upload lagi sih gitu.
Iya, karena aku sendiri sekalian mau minta maaf juga nih ke Platters. Ini udah satu tahun, hampir satu tahun ya nggak rilis karena emang sibuk banget kuliah. Padahal aku kira kayak last year bisa lebih aktif, namun ternyata tidak. Terakhir kali rilis episode juga pas second anniversary-nya Platters, jadi mohon maaf. Ya, okay. Intinya begitu ya, karena emang sulit ya menyeimbangkan kehidupan fangirling atau sosial media kita, konten-konten yang kita buat dengan real life. Oke, next aku mau nanya ke Bara dong, karena aku lihat di bio Instagram kamu, kamu write songs kan? Pernah gak sih keinspirasi gitu, write songs dari lagunya Sabrina gitu? Pernah gak?
Wait, I'm trying to think. Karena I think there are a couple of instances where aku kayak, apa ya, lebih ke ngedengerin lagu Sabrina and I kayak relate to it. And then I try to make my own version of it.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
But it ended
yeah.
up being like kaya being very horrible. Tapi yeah, I think yeah, there are a couple gitu. I think what was it? Yeah, there were a couple. Tapi yeah, I don't want to mention some because it's kind of bad. Tapi yeah.
It's okay.
Tapi I guess I'll mention one, kayak like her song Things I Wish You Said. It's like it was one of the ones that really inspired me gitu, like lately, karena I kind of had a similar thought. Terus kayak aku juga akhir-akhir ini juga lagi writer's block juga, jadi yeah, itu I think that was one of the few sih of her song gitu yang that really inspired me. So yeah.
Tapi menarik sih kayak bisa nulis lagu, gak semua orang bisa gitu kan. Oke, okay. Emang pastor-pastor kita spesial-spesial. Ya, sekian sih dari aku. Segini dulu, aku mau berterima kasih. Pertama, sebenarnya kepada Audrey sih. Tapi sayangnya orangnya gak ada di sini karena berhalangan untuk hadir. Jadi Audrey itu siapa sih buat platters yang bertanya-tanya? Audrey itu teman kita yang membuat grup Sabrina... Bukan Sabrina, si Indo Carpenters gitu. Di Instagram. Jadi tanpa Audrey kita gak mungkin bisa ada podcast ini. Karena kita tidak akan mengenal sesama kita tanpa grup itu. Dan mau terima kasih juga ke Lydia. Karena kamu aku bisa nonton Sabrina ke WTF. Terima kasih. Jadi kayak aku bisa dapat akses ya. Aku with the fans. Dan yang pastinya aku juga mau berterima kasih ke playstar-playstar yang lainnya. Yang udah mau nih masuk ke podcast aku. Meluangkan waktunya dan ngobrol-ngobrol Sabrina Carpenter. Ada Aurora, ada Tia, ada Vira, ada Bara, dan Lydia. Thank you so much udah mau jadi podcaster. Dan tentunya ini kayak pencapaian juga buat aku. Akhirnya podcast ada kolaborasi. Ini pertama banget podcast melakukan kolaborasi, karena sebelumnya ya pernah juga berencana untuk melakukan tapi gagal karena ya ada beberapa hal gitu ya. Jadi akhirnya di tahun ketiga ini achievement bisa bisa bikin collab gitu ya. Dan yang pastinya juga berterima kasih kepada Carpenters dan Platters yang udah nanya di question box kita. Mohon maaf banget gak bisa jawabin semua karena pertanyaannya banyak. Dan ini durasinya udah panjang, gue gak tau ini berapa episode nanti. Dan ini juga termasuk special sih ya, karena kita kan sebenarnya di podcast itu konsepnya gak pernah expose muka ya. Biasa pakai sketch. Terus kalian tuh kayak sebenarnya dari kalian, ya kalian yang pernah lihat foto kita di Sabrina tuh kayak bisa mendebak-debak gitu muka kita tuh yang mana. Semoga kalian pernah melihat fotonya. Kalau gak ada sih ya cari-cari aja lah ya di fan account Twitter Sabrina, pasti ketemu kalau kalian niat dan penasaran gitu. Jadi kayak ya kalian bisa tebak-tebak kita yang mana. Ya sekian dari aku. Terima kasih semuanya. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 By the way, sebelum episode ini berakhir, gue mau nambahin nih. Jadi sebenarnya kemarin setelah selesai recording itu, si Aurora sempat cerita di Platters tentang full vision awal mula terbentuknya grup Indo Carpenters. Jadi gue sekalian mau ceritain juga deh ke kalian, karena sayang kan pas kemarin tuh udah gak ke-record gitu. Jadi Aurora cerita kalau waktu itu dia iseng search informasi di TikTok mengenai We The Fest dan nemu satu video di mana Audrey komen gitu. Komennya Audrey tuh ngajak siapa yang mau di-add buat masuk ke grup. Terus akhirnya si Audrey nge-add Aurora, dan dari 5 member itu lama-lama kumpul banyak gitu. Jadi itu aja sih yang gue mau ceritain. Maksudnya kayak full versionnya, karena kemarin saya gak sempat ke record. Jadi ya to make it lebih ada backstory-nya gitu ya. Oke, sekian, terima kasih. Terima kasih Anda baru saja mendengarkan podcast episode 20 yang berkolaborasi bersama Sabrina Daily ID dan dibintangi oleh Bara, Vira, Lydia, dan Tia.